This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Marilyn Yazari Acevedo. Date of birth, January the 9th, 2016. Case ID number is 485-2920. Date of examination, March the 16th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 8/2/2022. Identifying information. This is a 70-year-old female who presented with her mother by the name of Andelia Hernandez, who is also the informant, for a disability evaluation to evaluate right arm problems secondary to ruptured tendons at birth. The claimant is presently in the first grade and does very well in school and has no other problems except for her right arm shoulder problem. Her parents are married and speak mainly Spanish. The husband is a welder and works part-time. The family lives in a trailer, and there are two other siblings that live with the parents. They have a stable family relationship and appear to be doing fairly well. Allegations, right arm problem secondary to ruptured tendons at birth. History of present illness, right arm problem secondary to ruptured tendons of the right shoulder. The mother states that when the claimant was born, because of her weight and because she was post-term, she was extracted from the pelvis by using instruments, and they pulled on the right arm and ruptured some tendons of the right shoulder area when she was born. No surgeries were done until 2019 when the claimant was already 3 years old. She had a right shoulder tendon reattachment with good results. And she has had physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy for the last 5 years, which has helped her immensely. The mother states that the claimant suffers from occasional pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain usually in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 4 hours, climb 3 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant, but is able to write, use a coffee cup, write with her left hand, and lift up objects and reach for things with her left extremity. She does use her right extremity as well, but has converted to the left being her dominant hand. The claimant is also able to lift approximately 1 pound above her head. The mother states that she gives her Tylenol 160 milligrams per 5 milliliters, PRN is needed for any kind of aches and pains that she does have. She does all kinds of physical therapy, but states that she tires of the right upper extremity when they do exercises. Review of systems. The mother states that the claimant has no headaches, dizziness, visual problems, hearing problems, shakiness, clumsiness, vomiting, loose stools, soiling, bedwetting / day wetting, abnormal posture, poor appetite, or rashes. She does have occasional constipation, and muscle weakness of the right upper extremity. Activities of daily living. The claimant likes to play with the other siblings. She is usually a loner and likes to draw and play games that she does on her own. She does not have frequent fights with peers, adults, or siblings. She is a very quiet child and watches TV, likes to color, design, draw, and writes extensively with her left hand. The claimant is attending the first grade and is doing very well in her classes, and there have been no complaints. Developmental milestones. The claimant was not an easy-to-care-for infant. At 0 to 18 months, secondary to not being able to use her right arm, secondary to the pain and trauma that she sustained during. She was not an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months, secondary to right arm pain. The mother does state that after the surgery, she started to improve and her life started to get a little easier. The mother states that the claimant sat alone without support at 7 months, crawled. She states she never crawled, walked without support at 1.5 years, said her first words at 1.5 years, said her first sentences at 1.5 years. Self-dressed without help at 5 years of age. Was bladder trained during the day at 1 year and 3 months. Was bladder trained during the night at 2 years of age. And was bowel trained at 2 years of age. During the first 3 years of life, the child sometimes cried, was unresponsive to discipline, enjoyed being held, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. The mother states that rarely did the claimant have tender tantrums, extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces, was distractible, was destructive, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, or was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. The mother states that because of the right arm dysfunction secondary to the torn tendons, the claimant had pain and had difficulty being able to use the right arm and had to function with the left. Birth history. The mother states that at birth that the right arm shoulder had ruptured tendons, and the claimant was not able to forward flex or elevate or use the right upper extremity secondary to pain. She was born at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance in Edinburgh and states that she was in labor for 12 hours. She was delivered by aid of instruments but was not a cesarean section. The baby was a one baby born birth and was slightly blue at birth. The mother denies the claimant being jaundiced or being given oxygen. She states she was not placed in an incubator And at that time, there was nothing else wrong with her, and they didn't even realize that she had had the ruptured tendons of the right shoulder at first. The claimant's birth was 9 pounds 10 ounces, and her length was 22 inches. The mother stayed in the hospital for one day, and the baby also stayed for one day, and then they were dismissed. Past history. The claimant had surgery in 2019 for the right shoulder tendon reattachment, secondary to a ruptured tendon of the right shoulder. The surgery was a success, and she had problems before that time with functioning of the right arm. She has had 5 years of physical, occupational, speech, therapy for her condition. And the mother states that this therapy has helped her quite a bit. Social history. Nobody in the family smokes, Nobody in the family drinks alcoholic beverages. There is no one with delirium tremor or seizure disorder. Then no one in the family uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. There is nobody in the family with hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. There is no one in the family who has been physically, verbally, or sexually abused, period. Medications, Tylenol 160 milligrams per 5 milliliters. PRN is needed for pain. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. Height. Inches. Weight, 71 pounds. BP, 108 over 61 mmHg. Heart rate, 79 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. Growth chart. The claimant is at the 50th percentile for her height according to her age. She is also at the 50th percentile for her weight according to her age. General. The claimant is a 7-year-old, well-nourished and well-developed female in no acute distress. Could you drop down after H-E-E-N-T? Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to extremities? Without clubbing, cyanosis, or edema, the claimant had full range of motion of both shoulders, elbows, hands, and appeared to have mild weakness of the right upper extremity at +4/5. Grip strength was +4/5. The claimant is able to oppose, grip, make a full closed fist, and use her fingers. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? Full range of motion of all joints, and there was no evidence of any active inflammation on examination. The claimant had a normal gait and station. She could walk on her heels, toes, and squat without any difficulties. The claimant is able to use her right upper extremity, but does have mild weakness at +4/5 compared to the left upper extremity. There was a 3-centimeter surgical scar on her right shoulder area where reattachment of a tendon was performed. Could you please drop down to clinical assessment? The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There are no facial dysmorphisms. no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis, right upper shoulder pain secondary to ruptured tendon, which has been reattached and repaired with good results. The claimant has full range of motion and function of the right upper extremity with mild weakness at +4/5. Prognosis, good to excellent. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Marilyn Yazari Acevedo.